In his State of the Union address, President Bush requested more money for teaching sexual abstinence in the nation's schools. One federal program already teaches that abstinence from sexual activity outside marriage is the expected standard for all school-age children. About 6 of 10 adults agreed in a new poll by NPR, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. And many adults answering that question said they meant abstaining from intimate touching and passionate kissing, as well as sexual intercourse. Synovia Jackson, a 17-year-old reporter for Youth Radio, spoke with her friends about their views of abstinence, and she sent this report.
My mom and I talk about sex all the time, so you would think she, of all people, would know how I define abstinence.
How would you define abstinence? I don't know. What do you think?
Mommy, answer it.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Well, here's the deal. I believe you can do everything leading up to sexual intercourse, including oral sex, and still be abstinent. Most of my girlfriends in high school seem to look at abstinence the same way I do. But not everybody. Ask 17-year-old Crystal Martin how far you can go and still be abstinent.
Kissing, probably. Well, no, I'm not going to say probably. We'll definitely be kissing, because that's still in itself very innocent. And probably, to touch one another, but that'll probably be, where it stops.
A lot of adults disagree. Can you believe that 63% of them say if you touch each other, you're not abstinent? And talk about old school, 40% say passionate kissing is off limits too. Even Crystal's definition isn't uptight enough for her mom.
She's not really, hip to a lot of things or, updated on a lot of things, But maybe she'd probably think, being completely separate from a boy, just period. No contact whatsoever.
This question of how far is too far follows girls into college. 21-year-old Catherine Wilkinson says her definition of abstinence includes some contact, but she's holding out from going all the way, even with all the freedom of living away from home.
I have so much to think about and worry about in my life. I don't want to have to think about or worry about whether or not I'm getting pregnant. And I do think that definitely sex is one of the biggest gifts that you can give of yourself.
Catherine says she's saving that gift for now. But that doesn't mean she'll wait till she's married to go all the way. About half of adults think girls should wait that long. The thing is, maybe when our moms were kids, marriage was the ultimate goal, but nowadays, you see sex before marriage everywhere. And Catherine says, if parents aren't careful, their good intentions might only make things worse.
I think the thing that turns kids off of the idea of abstinence is that they feel like grown-ups are making a moral decision for them.
And there's pressure from all sides. Even our peers are trying to change our morals in the opposite direction. The best solution is keeping your business to yourself. But Crystal knows the questions.
They're like, if everybody else is doing it, why aren't you doing it? What's wrong with you? That's kind of how they act. They kind of treat you like you have a problem, but in reality, you're doing the right thing,
So let me ask you this. Can you be popular and also abstinent in your school?
I think it is possible for a person to be popular and still be abstinent.
But it's tricky. Those popular kids who say they're abstinent, well, their parents might disagree. I can't tell you how many teens I know who pride themselves on being abstinent. But trust me, they're doing everything but. So before anybody tries to change the way we are, they better make sure when talking about abstinence, we all mean the same thing.
Synovia Jackson is a high school senior in Oakland, California. Her story was produced by Youth Radio, which is a student radio training organization based in Berkeley. The complete results of the NPR Kaiser Kennedy School survey on sex education is at npr.org.